As the world turns, the markets roll.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good to have you with us this morning as we continue with Fallout, our special coverage of the global financial crisis. World governments have acted dramatically and world stock investors are responding. Details in a moment. Yesterday, Treasury Department head Henry Paulson told executives of nine of America's largest banks, "Fellas, we're coming in." The government will inject $250 billion and take an ownership stake in those banks. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite is in New York. Ashley, what's this all about?
Well, at the time Henry Paulson was initially working on the bailout plan, a lot of critics said a more effective solution to the crisis would be to directly inject capital into the banks themselves. And that's something the British government embarked on last week. And now the Treasury has revisited this idea.
Yes, they've come around.
Yeah, it's apparently moving ahead and reportedly will inject $250 billion into the banks. And for its investment, the government will reportedly receive preferred stock. And that's a type of stock that pays a special dividend. So for the first 5 years, the government's stock will pay a 5% dividend, and after that, it'll go to 9%.
And is this expected to get money flowing through the banking system?
Well, this is part of a three-pronged approach. So the money's just one aspect. Reports say the government may go as far as to guarantee new debt. It's thought if the government stands behind this debt, it'll encourage banks to start lending to each other again and to regular borrowers as well.
And I hear this plan includes yet more government insurance of bank deposits.
Yeah, I mean, if you remember, as part of the bailout package, Congress already opted to increase the FDIC's insurance limits to $250,000. And now indications are that the FDIC will offer unlimited coverage on non-interest-bearing accounts, like some checking accounts. And this move's really aimed at small businesses to encourage them to keep confidence and money in their banks.
Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As we said, the bank stock plan, inspired by the British and major European countries doing more of the same. The question is, how are they going to pay for this? Here's Marketplace's Megan Williams.
Europe's rescue packages so far have been good news for investor confidence, but that's not necessarily the case for taxpayers who'll be footing the bill and assuming big risk. Germany's bailout will cost almost $700 billion. The French price tag is set at about $400 billion, and Italy can't even fathom a guess yet. Euro expert Francis X. Rocca says governments are basically using taxpayers' money to bet on the future of the banks. If the economy improves, it will net dividends.
But if things don't work out, it's going to mean much higher debt levels, not only as a direct effect of the losses, but as a snowballing effect of the credit ratings.
That could lead to government's cost of borrowing going up, says Rocca, and private investment and the economy down. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
The stock rally keeps rolling. Japan's Nikkei up 14%. Europe up 4-5% this morning. The Dow leapt 936 points yesterday. Intel releases earnings today and should meet expectations. But as Janet Babin reports, the financial crisis will take its toll on the tech sector.
Intel makes microprocessors, the stuff that's inside your computer. When credit gets tight and profits dry up, so does demand for Intel's chips. Analyst Andy Ng at Morningstar says corporations have already cut IT spending. He says Intel will have to get in line.
You're going to have to pare back expenses and, you know, just try to ride out the storm. You know, Intel has a solid balance sheet.
And with $38 billion in sales last year, its mammoth size will help Intel outcompete challengers like AMD. But keeping customers won't be easy for any tech company. Analyst Carmi Levy says the entire tech sector will have to prove its worthiness.
Technology has to be seen not as a cost, but as a means of innovating, as a means of driving efficiency and cost savings.
There will probably be fewer companies around to hear that marketing pitch and fewer salespeople to make it. Thousands of tech employees have lost their jobs since 2006, and more cuts are expected next year. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthealth.com. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at Gather.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
And now we continue our series, Conversations from the Corner Office.
The boss will see you now.
More Americans are eating at home these days, which could be bad news for a company called Dine Equity, which runs the Applebee's and IHOP restaurant chains. Dine Equity CEO Julia Stewart tells Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl that the key to reviving Applebee's is to sell its restaurants to independent franchisees.
What's the market like for an Applebee's restaurant now, as you go out and seek franchisees for these company-owned and operated units?
It's very interesting because Applebee's business model, it's 42 franchisees owning 1,500 Applebee's. So large franchisees who own entire markets.
And are you having any trouble finding those franchisees? I mean,
no, it's not trouble. Certainly in this environment with the credit market being what it is, it makes for a more difficult scenario in trying to find the franchisee. But no, there's a lot of interest.
Why is franchising better than owning and operating your own institutions and being able to maintain control?
We have all these company restaurants. We have lost a tremendous amount of profitability over the last several years. I just think in large measure, those restaurants are probably in better hands by franchisees who are on the ground, who live and work and own them.
Julia Stewart is the CEO of Dine Equity. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Hear more of Kai's conversation with Dine Equity CEO Julia Stewart at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy your breakfast.
American Public Media.